Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I am the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and really glad to have you with us today as we are finishing up this week, as we've looked at how Jesus the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This whole week we've been talking about really what's it mean that Jesus dwells with us, that he came among us, that at Christmas we celebrate God coming from heaven down to earth. And we're going to finish today looking at Revelation 21 and really how this has been God's plan from the beginning, that God's desire has always been to dwell among and to be with his people. That's true in the garden when God made Adam and Eve and he breathed the ruah, the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living being, was face to face. And God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, that there was they were in his presence, they were his people, they were in the right place, and they were living out his purposes. And then sin entered the world and separated them from God's presence, and they were cast out of the garden. And really from that point on, it has been God coming into human spaces, coming invading our broken, sinful world so that we might dwell with him. And it culminates at the end of all things in Revelation 21 that we see here. Let me just go ahead and read that for us. Verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth, what we currently live on, first earth, had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place, again, that dwelling place, that tabernacle of place of God is where? It is with man. He, that is God, will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. The restoration of all things. And so Jesus coming is God coming and invading our human sinful space to dwell among man, to live a sinless and perfect life, to die on the cross, to pay the penalty and the punishment for our sin, so that he may therefore defeat sin, defeat death, and defeat Satan, so that he may invite us into this new life in him, so that God could come and dwell in us, that his Holy Spirit could take up residence, that we could now be temples, living temples of the Holy God. And while that is great and that is amazing, that is not the end destination. That the end destination is that we again are in the very presence of God. And that's what Revelation 21 points us to. And what I talked about this past Sunday is how Christmas reminds us that God's presence is his greatest present. That the greatest present God could give us is his presence, that God gets to be with us. And you would say, Lee, I would think about dying on the cross for our sins would be his greatest presence. Well, what does that do? It forgives us of our sins so that we could be what? In the very presence of God, and that he could come and be with us. And so what a great reminder that it is for Christmas. And so I just want to pray for us, just that we would be reminded of the great lengths that God went to in order to come and dwell with us, and that while we have a future that we await for. And maybe a question to ask you is one that I asked our congregation Sunday is, when you imagine what that will be like, standing in the very presence of Jesus, with him in his presence, as his people, in his place, getting to fulfill and live out his purposes, what comes to mind for you? What does that bring within you? I know for me, it brings about joy and excitement and hope. I hope it does for you. And I think about those that I'll get to see and be with as Christ followers. I think about what will not be there, the absence of pain, sin, and sadness, and brokenness, and sickness, and all these things. And so I'm just excited for that day when it may come. And so let's pray. Let's pray that our hearts would continue to long for that day. Let's rejoice and thank God that he has come to dwell among us, and that one day we will dwell with him. We will be his people and he will be our God. And that'll be our every day forever. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus, your very presence, God, to come and be with us, to come and invade our space, our sinful, broken space, so that God, you may heal it and make it clean. And God, we look forward to that one day, God, when we are reunited with you in your very presence, that we are restored back to that original desire, God, to be face to face with you in your presence. Experiencing, God, all your goodness and glory for all eternity, for every day from now until forever. And so until that day, Lord, may you continue to create a longing in our hearts for that day, and help us to be reminded that because of what Jesus came to do and what he accomplished for us, that God, we get to have, we get to be in your presence, that we are invited in your presence, and that your spirit resides in us. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few minutes and why don't you pray?